This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Charity is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's not getting a call back from a dude named Mark. It's been 3 weeks since their date, and according to her email, she's heard nothing.
Oh.
So, Charity, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for your email. Hope we can get you another date.
Hey, yeah. No, I'm not actually like a listener, but my friend told me about the Jubal Show, so I just thought I would reach out.
Well, cool. I'm glad you reached out to the Jubal Show.
We love the Jubal Show.
My name is pronounced Jubal, but it doesn't matter. It's fine. It's
the Jubal Show. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. It happens all the time.
Can you say it one more time? Because I think I'm confused now.
Yeah, it's Jubal. Like, kind of like you're
Jubal,
puking.
Okay.
Jubal.
Like you're puking.
That's how you say it. That's how I've described it to people if you don't know how to say it. It's sort of like you puke it.
Right.
Jubal.
Jubal.
Yeah, I can't get what you mean.
Yeah, no, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to mispronounce
fine.
It. Back.
Trust me, I'm not offended at all. I just coached my 9-year-old stepson's flag football with another dude.
Mm-hmm.
That guy called me Jubal the whole time. I never corrected him. So for weeks, he's calling me Jubal. I don't really care.
Did you finally correct him?
Nope.
Yeah, it was weird. I'm like, why didn't you?
I'm like, I don't care enough.
The kids were trying to.
Yeah, the kids were like, his name's not Jubal, it's Jubal. I'm like, whatever, kid, don't worry about it. Anyway, it's not about Jubal. It's about Charity right now. And you said you went out with a dude named Mark and he hasn't called you back in 3 weeks. How many times have you tried to reach out to him in those 3 weeks?
I mean, I texted him 3 times, like only once a week, so that it don't seem like too crazy, but I did think about this a lot, so like maybe I am crazy. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. And what did you guys do for the date?
I mean, we went to dinner. It was amazing. I mean, it was the best date I've ever been on. We talked about family and retirement, which is funny because we're both in our 30s, so there's a long way to go. But the date was incredible.
Okay.
Incredible for you or incredible for both of you?
I mean, I thought it was good for both of us, which is why I'm confused.
Is there any reason why you think that he's not calling you back?
Well, honestly, I think I offended him.
How? Were you calling the wrong name? His name's Mark. I don't know how you got that one wrong, but...
Mac, I'm actually really health conscious, and at the moment I'm trying to limit my sugar intake, but after dinner we went out for ice cream and to go on a walk, and at the time I didn't say I don't need ice cream because it seemed like the perfect way to end an amazing night, but like when I told him I didn't want ice cream when we got to the stand, he looked really upset.
Oh, really?
I mean, that would kind of upset me if someone didn't want ice cream.
Really?
It would just be awkward at that point.
Yeah. Just to let loose for one night? I don't know.
I mean, I feel bad a lot because I don't really like sweets. Mm-hmm. I do like a little taste here and there of sweets, but I feel bad. Alex and I are married, if you didn't know that, but she wants to get dessert. I like to get dessert. Right?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want to eat it, but I love the act of getting dessert.
Right.
With her. But I also want to enjoy the cheesecake with her. So I'll have a bite of cheesecake. I'm also lactose intolerant. Not a good idea. But either way, I do feel bad sometimes. So, but to get mad about that, it seems kind of
weird.
How
did he get mad?
Well, I mean, like he just, it was more of his just whole mood change. Like he was just ice cold after that. And it just sucks because I feel like if that's what offended him, like I've been really diligent about my routine, and I could have like explained that, like, this has been a long-term thing and I've had a lot of success. I don't know. I just would have liked a chance to like explain myself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Other than the ice cream, is there anything else that you did wrong on that, on your date? I don't know if necessarily.
I mean,
you did that wrong.
No, I thought it was a great date. I thought we had a lot of fun. He seemed really interesting. He seemed interested in me until like we got to the ice cream, and then I totally fell off.
Well, that's a weird deal breaker to have, but
yeah, I just really need you to help me because I think this guy's perfect for me, and I had such a good time.
So how did the date end?
Well, I mean, he gave me a hug and we went to our cars and that was that. I mean, nothing about a second date, nothing about how much he enjoyed the date, nothing. So like, okay. I mean, I'm just, ooh. Yeah, the okay. end was, I don't know.
Did he initiate something the hug?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, that's not great.
Oh.
Yeah, something happened, it sounds like, and the only thing you can think of is that you didn't want ice cream.
That's it.
Okay. Huh.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if that is the problem and if we can get you another date next, okay?
Okay.
All right, it's the Jubal Show. In the middle of today's first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Charity is on the phone, and Charity went out with a dude named Mark. And she said it was one of the best dates of her life. She had a great time, and she doesn't understand why. It's been 3 weeks, and she hasn't heard anything from him. The only reason that Charity can think that she's not getting a call back is that they went for ice cream after, and Charity's been working out and trying to eat right, all that stuff, so she didn't really want the sugar, didn't want any ice cream, and that's when his mood changed, and he seemed really cold. She thinks that not ordering ice cream is the reason he's not calling back, so we're about to get him on the phone and see if we can figure out the scoop.
Yes.
I just dropped the mic.
Should we see what you did there?
Yeah, thank you. All right, Charity, are you ready to call him and see if that is the reason he's not calling you back?
Yeah, I'm just hoping you guys can get me another date, and I really liked him, so I'm just fingers crossed.
All right. Well, here we go. I'm going to dial his phone number.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Mark, please?
This is Mark.
Hi, Mark. My name's Jubal.
My name's Alex.
My name is English Evan.
I'm Christian Gray Snow.
And this is a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. How can I help you guys?
Yo, you've heard of the show before.
Yeah. Did I get picked for a contest or something?
No. Well, yeah, not really. So if you've heard the show before, have you heard of a first date follow-up? Have you ever heard one of the first date follow-ups?
Yeah.
So you already know that's a segment that we do where if you ghost somebody, they can email us and then we can get you on the phone and go, hey, what happened? Why did you ghost? Let's say their name's Charity, for example. Why'd you ghost Charity?
Oh, yep. Yep. Charity.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, let's say, I don't know. I'm going to do another hypothetical. Let's say your name was Mark and you were on the phone with us and it's been 3 weeks since you reached out to a girl named Charity who you went on a date with. We'd call you and ask why. That's the kind of segment I'm talking about. So why aren't you calling Charity back?
Okay, yeah. Charity. All right. This is weird. Okay. If you're wanting me to be completely honest,
we do.
She was boring as hell. It was like watching paint dry.
Oh.
You said boring?
Boring.
Yeah, like so freaking boring. Well, like
that's kind of rude.
It was like talking to a wall.
We talked to her. She didn't sound super boring, but it's hard to tell.
And she also said that the date was like the best date she's ever been on.
Mm-hmm. And she thinks the reason you're not calling her back is because she didn't want ice cream.
Oh my. I knew that was going to be a thing. I knew it was going to be a thing. Okay. So yes, that was like the it wasn't just that, but it was just like everything on top of that. Okay. So we had dinner and she was just so freaking dull. And then when she didn't want the ice cream, I was just like, okay, you know what? Like, this is so ridiculous. She had no personality. And so, like, I just ghosted her because I didn't want to waste my time. And I didn't want to waste her time either, you know? But it was just like, this, I just don't see this going anywhere. She's the most boring date I've ever had.
So, that's how you really feel, Mom.
Dang.
Yeah. I mean, my God.
So it wasn't just the ice cream, but she was a little too vanilla for you.
Yeah, it was, like, just so dull. Like, there was nothing to her.
I have a question, Mark. If the date was so boring, why did you ask her to go to ice cream after?
Because I was trying to save it. I was like, well, if this date's going to go south, I'm at least going to get some ice cream.
Smart.
That's funny.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah. All right. Well, Thanks for being honest.
Very honest.
I appreciate it. I don't know if Charity. No, Charity. I don't know if Charity would appreciate it, but
see,
either way.
Boring, you don't even remember her name.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Poor Charity.
Charity is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, you think I'm boring?
You didn't talk for the entire date. Like,
Mark,
I feel boring. This is the best date you've ever been on. Like, I'm scared to think about how your other dates have been. Like, if this was your best date, how bad were your other dates?
And I don't understand, because we were speaking about family. We were laughing. I had an amazing time. Like,
what are you talking about? I asked about your family, and you were like, yeah, mine's good. And that was it. And, like, you said nothing else. You just, like, looked at me. You were like, yeah, that's it. And then you just stared at me. I was like, okay. And that's, like, every conversation that we had. Like, I'm not even surprised you didn't want ice cream, because ice cream's fun, and you're absolutely not.
Oh, well, then she ended up not getting ice cream.
Gosh.
Okay, I can be fun.
You can be?
Yeah, like, no, I was responding. I just, like, sometimes I get nervous, and I thought I was in talking enough. I also worried that, like, I was over-talking, and then, like, maybe I just didn't, like...
No, over-talking is, like, the least of your problems, all right? Like, you did not engage at all.
I mean, maybe that's true, but, like, I was trying.
Charity. Like, you were just like, yep, uh-huh, mine's good, yep. Like, that's it.
Huh.
Okay.
Maybe she was just listening to you.
Yeah, she's an avid listener.
Good listener.
Well, she's not listening now, because I'm trying to give her a hint. She's not picking it up.
Maybe she wasn't not talking. Maybe you were just talking too much.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was asking questions the whole time. I was like, so tell me about your work. And she's like, yeah,
maybe
it's all
that's
right.
How you remember it.
It is what it is. See, I'll give you like the perfect example. Hey, Charity, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, did you not hear like the thought processing, the answer, and then the awkward silence? That's how the entire conversation was. See, it's been a few minutes, and she hasn't even said a word. I forgot she was already there.
Well, gee, who can get a word in edgewise when you won't shut up?
Oh.
Like, I got to be the nice point, and dude. Not I heard
like,
you.
I was like, I'm just going to, like, spare her of this, and I'm not going to call her. And then you, like, keep texting me.
Then all you have to do is respond and just let her know that you're not interested.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little communication goes a long way, Mark.
That you're right. You're right. You know what? I should have just called her up on a radio show and pulled her all out on public.
I think so. I also want to ask you, Mark, would you?
No.
Okay. Hold on, Mark. You don't even know what to say. Would you like?
No, I already know what you're going to say. The answer is no.
You know, Mark, can I just say it, please? Would you like to go on another date with Charity? We'll pay for it.
Okay. You know what? You know what? You know what? Fine, I'll do one more date.
Really?
No! Psych! Oh, okay.
You are a total jerk.
Jeez, man. All right, so Charity, I'm sorry that you didn't get another date.
It sounds like you're going to be better off, though.
Yeah. You'll find somebody who doesn't
think
boring.
Honestly, like, sorry, I feel bad. I wasted your guys' time, and it turned out to be kind of an ass.
No, it wasn't a waste of time.
I probably should have said more during our date, but, like,
it's all good. You guys aren't meant to be.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You'll find someone who likes the way that you communicate, whether you're saying words or saying nothing at all.
Well, I mean, like, at least I found the Jabal Show, so I got something good to listen
to. Yes, you did. Jabal. So check out the Jabal Show, and thank you for your email. And now you can be a listener to the Jabal Show. Appreciate it.
The Jubal Show on demand.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.